This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we thank every one of you that are listening to us on those stations, and we thank the stations for carrying our show. Now, a special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world via the satellite and the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our border patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too. We thank them for the great job they do keeping all of us free and safe. And to the people that are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and let's not forget about the construction workers, too. Thank you for the job you're doing, and to the bulk mail centers sorting the mail to be delivered today, as well as the bulk mail haulers bringing the mail in to the bulk mail centers all across the country. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have there, and you'll enjoy the opportunity. All right, joining us right now this Friday morning, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what, we got so much stuff to get to tonight that we got to get going right now. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we're going to say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Uncle Joe, who's not everybody's uncle anymore, announced yesterday that he was running for president in a YouTube video. Now, I'm going to stop this before I get into the gist of this, and I'm only going to play about 90 seconds of it. But here's the way he started.
Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. We've heard it so often, it's almost a cliche, but it's who we are. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because he started out with Charlottesville. So you knew right there we were going to go in a direction that maybe might not be all that accurate according to facts, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Now, we're going to play another minute of this, and then he is going to lay down a blatant, outright lie for the entire world to hear. Here it comes.
It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic vile herd across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans. And a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides?
All right, that's where I'm going to stop it. He's trying to make it sound like as if he meant the bad guys, the good guys, and all that. That's not what he was talking about, because he added to the statement, which Joe Biden didn't point out, about the Antifa folks that were in there that were there for only one reason, and that was to create trouble and chaos, which they did, and a person got killed as a result of the actions of one member of the crowd.
Exactly. He's trying to make President Trump out to be some kind of white supremacist sympathizer or some other kind of monster, but nothing could be further from the truth, because in that very same press conference, the president clearly defines that he's not talking about the white supremacists and the others that were there to cause trouble. He said they should be condemned, and he was very, very clear on that. But, of course, what Joe Biden is doing, he's trying to set this up in much the same way, Captain, as we saw what happened with the Covington students. You know, if you can just see the rest of the video,
yeah,
it kind of tells a different story.
Yep.
But he's banking on the idea that this kind of rhetoric, this incendiary rhetoric, is going to simply, you know, people aren't going to question it. And so it's, but at the same time, though, he's just teeing up the counter commercial from of the future Trump campaign.
Well, here's the thing. He also coined his campaign with the phrase, America's coming back like it used to be. Now, that is similar to make America great again in a roundabout way. But I don't want America to come back the way it used to be, unless we're talking about the way it used to be under Ronald Reagan.
Well, right.
And we'll never see that again.
Well, exactly. Well, Reagan would say that America's best days are always ahead, for one thing. But right, you know,
and they still are. It holds true today.
Well, of course. But can you imagine if President Trump had said, "Let's make America the way it used to be"? He wouldn't be immediately decried as some kind of racist, something or other, for wanting to go back to the 1860s and slavery or something. I mean, they would really jump on that. But Joe Biden, of course, he's playing on this idea that somehow it's President Trump that's ruined everything. But go tell that to the people who have jobs, people who have good prospects for their own businesses, people that have a much better outlook, can live the American dream, and President Trump is actually he's enabled them to do this in a better way.
All right, hold that thought.
Anybody's right.
Hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to change gears, and we're going to tell you that everything a Democrat has to say and accuses the other side of being is exactly what they are themselves. And you know how I'm going to tell you about that? Because of the news that got broken tonight on the Sean Hannity show that we're going to get into about the Ukraine and about the emails and Hillary Clinton and the FBI emails. And holy smokes, is there stuff on the frying pan tonight? I'll get right into it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, is brought to you by Hub.life. That's Hub, H-U-B.life, a brand new social media website. Now, you know how the big social media websites block people, they ban them, they silence them. The people that stand up for innocent life, God, country, support freedom, believe in America's values. Well, at Hub.life, they are the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join. Never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. By the way, Kyle Warren's over there. And I've also got an auxiliary page over there of the Captain's America Third Watch. You can go over there. And we'd be more than happy to make friends with you. By the way, Kyle, yesterday another 11 people.
Oh, that's great. Excellent.
Yeah, that's, gosh, that's over 100 since Monday. And last week it was around 35 or 40 when we started. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, if I were to tell you that an investigative reporter by the name of John Solomon has got paperwork from the Ukraine that he was able to get from officials that want to tell the Department of Justice and the American people what the Clinton campaign reached out and paid $3 million for in the Ukraine to try to get any kind of dirt they could on then-candidate Donald Trump, what would you say?
I would say it's a very serious thing, and certainly that seems to meet the definition of some kind of collusion, doesn't it?
And if I were to tell you that the New York Police Department and sources there, and I can't go any further than to say a New York PD source, has said Anthony Weiner and Uman Abedin's laptop has enough evidence on it to put Hillary away for life, what would you say?
I would say, again, these seem to be things that came out early on, but then for some reason, of course, weren't really pursued. And we're going to find out more.
Now, we're going to find out more because the inspector general, who has been behind the scenes inspecting all the different things and the players that put the pieces of the puzzle together, starting with the Clinton campaign, going into the FBI, going into the DOJ, going into Loretta Lynch's office, and perhaps even further up the ladder, that's all about to come out. And there's going to be a bunch of names on there that are going to be named for possible criminal reference. I'm saying possible because we don't know for sure, but there's certainly going to be a bunch of new names on that report.
That's exactly right, and it's being described as a possible bombshell report, especially where former FBI James Comey is concerned, and that's coming from Joe DeGenova, who's, I know, familiar to many of the listeners, I'm sure. He seems to think that this is going to be an extremely powerful reveal here, and of course others will be caught up in it as well. And of course the Inspector General Horowitz has been looking into all these different things, especially the events surrounding James Comey and the strange press conference that he had, and where they even talk about, from what we understand, Captain, the idea that James Comey would have quote-unquote affirmatively concealed his intentions from the Attorney General Loretta Lynch at the time, that he was even going to go out and hold this this press conference or talk about Hillary in the way that he did. So very, very interesting stuff.
Now, the other thing is there are also new emails that have surfaced from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page with an attempt, an obvious attempt on their part, to recruit the assistant to Vice President Pence. I believe it was his chief of staff. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And I don't know if they actually did it or not, but that was all done, and they were trying to get information that way, which, again, is spying on the president.
Well, sure, that's right. This Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Joshua Pitcock, his wife actually worked as an analyst, we understand, for Peter Strzok during the FBI's investigation into the Hillary Clinton email server issue. So there was a connection there, and perhaps they thought that might be someone, just speculating here, of course, that would be receptive to their invitation, shall we say.
But all of this is about to come out in the form of the Inspector General's report. That's why I say there's some new names in here that we haven't heard so far, and we're going to definitely hear these new names mentioned. This is just absolutely rock'em, sock'em, tip the garbage can upside down sort of stuff.
Well, it sure is. And, you know, over the last two and a half to 3 years or so, Captain, we've heard nothing but collusion, Trump-Russia collusion, all these, you know, this terminology literally just...
And who's been saying most of that? Adam Schiff?
Well, Adam Schiff, that's
okay.
Right.
But who's been doing the colluding? It's been the Democrats. It's been the Clintons. It's been people in the Obama administration. It's been people like Adam Schiff.
Well, yeah, exactly. As you mentioned earlier, Captain, a lot of times you'll find, especially with the Democrats, they'll say somebody else is doing exactly what they're doing, or what's happening within their party or within their
That's
candidates.
Right.
This kind of thing, and it's a form of diversion, and it's a form of trying to put whatever you are doing onto somebody else and get the public all outraged. Well, the public would be outraged, Captain, about collusion or foreign interference into our election. And when it comes out, and when we understand more about what Ukraine was doing during the campaign, trying to release strategic information on Trump associates and so forth at strategic times during the election to give Hillary Clinton the advantage, I hope that we see the folks on these different cable news networks who have been shouting collusion from the rooftops for 2.5 years, and now they will shout collusion exactly just as loud as they did and be just as on the case as they were with the hoax about President Trump.
Now, there's also a sidebar to all of this, and it's that female Russian spy, Maria Butina, who is going to be sentenced today for conspiracy She wants to be deported back to the Ukraine, and she wants to do her time in the Ukraine and all that. Well, of course she would, because she's from Russia, and the Ukraine would treat her favorably, I'm sure, and Putin might reach in there and say, okay, let her loose, we'll give you a few hundred rubles or whatever, that sort of thing. But she's also tied up in this not on a direct scale, but on a side angle. She's also tied up in all of this.
Right, and basically what they're looking to try to do is get her credit, I think, for time served, basically, but they still want her to serve, I think, at least 2 years. And after that, perhaps she'll get out and go back home. But they had reduced her sentence, we understand, because of some of the cooperation she gave prosecutors.
Now, what do you think about this Baltimore mayor who had the FBI come and visit her home and her office and take a whole bunch of files and computers out, and she immediately fled the town? She's gone.
Well, yeah, it's a very interesting developing story, no doubt. Not sure what to think at this point.
Is that a sign of someone that's guilty?
Well, exactly, sure.
I mean, if you were innocent, you'd stick around and make a lot of noise, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Mm. So, here we go again, Baltimore. And I remember we had that other mayor when they had the riots, remember her?
Oh, yes.
I don't know where she moved up to or out of, but this is a different mayor that's there now. But it is what it is. Now, the Whitewater Council that represented the Clintons is also commenting about the IG report. And he's saying that the Horowitz IG report will be even more hard-hitting, naming more names inside the Obama camp.
Well, exactly right. And so I think no matter which way we slice it, these different folks who are perhaps in a position not to necessarily have insider information, but because of their experience and knowing what to look for and knowing how these things work, they're able to sort of make these kinds of predictions. But again, just like with the Mueller report, we won't know until we actually get the actual report on it. But as all of this, it's kind of like the House of Cards. It's all starting to sort of come apart, and this is exactly what they didn't want to happen. And I think, Captain, we begin to understand why the force of the anti-Trump rhetoric, not only from political officials, but perhaps to compatriots within the media in many cases, that they have been coming so hard at President Trump, because they know that if President Trump hadn't won, nobody would be hearing about this.
It's all about the money. They were fixing to make billions and millions of dollars because of Hillary Clinton winning and coming into office. All the little backyard and backroom deals that were done. That's what it's about. All about the money. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Lots of new reaction to Joe Biden jumping into the 2020 race as the 20th Democratic candidate. President Trump telling Hannity on Fox News,
Biden not the brightest bulb in the group, and on Twitter saying, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe." Liberal Joy Behar from ABC's The View says she's moved by Biden's announcement video.
"That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States."
The former vice president saying he's running in a pre-recorded message. Listen.
"I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
"I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call."
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
"I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family."
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
"I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need."
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
"Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?"
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And the reason I just played Wayne Alaroot's liner is because I just got a Facebook message, an instant message from Sergeant Tim. Sergeant Tim is stationed at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's listening in on our new affiliate there, KKVV. And thank you very much, Sergeant Tim, for the flowers that you sent our way. He likes the program, and he's saying, carry on. You guys are rocking the house. Well, okay, I appreciate that. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club is a national organization with 175 locations across the country. Matter of fact, there's one on Lake Mead there in Nevada. And I will tell you that the numbers of the Freedom Boat Club, the largest group, largest franchise is right here in my backyard in Tampa Bay, where they now have over 400 boats, one of the largest private fleets of any boat club anywhere in the United States. And there's over 20 locations here, with two more coming to the Villages. That's the Villages here in Florida. And everybody that knows anything about Florida knows what the Villages is all about. Now, you can choose from 6 different types of boats, including the Cobia Center consoles, the Hurricane Deck boats, or the Key West skiffs. And members, all they have to do is make a reservation, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. When you come back, you park the boat, you hand them the keys, and you're done. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity to use at any of the Freedom Boat Clubs across the United States. So, to find out more, go to the website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. and ask them about the advantages of becoming a Freedom Boat Club member. By the way, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, it'll open the doors to even some more savings. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, speaking of the Russians, and I can't forget about this part, the FBI and Florida election officials are going to meet over the Russian election hacking that happened, where the Russians actually got control of one of the county's election computer systems. They hacked into it. They got a lot of information out of it. I probably used the wrong words by saying control, but they got the information out of it. We don't know what county it was. They never told us, but it's fair to assume, I'm thinking, it's somewhere in South Florida.
Yes, very, very possible. And, of course, this is a very important issue, not only for the new governor, but also, of course, for the new senator.
Well, our senator is going to be part of the meeting, and so is our new governor, and so is Rubio. You're going to have Rick Scott and Rubio, the two senators. You'll have the congressman involved in the district that we're talking about here, the election district or the county where this was done. And then, of course, you'll have our new governor. So there you go.
Well, exactly. And really at the heart of this sort of hacking attempt and so forth was the idea of sending those spam emails that are laced with malware or mm-hmm. have something that they'd want you to click on. This is a very common technique. I'm sure everybody who has an email account, sometimes you get these things that say, click on this, or they...
Don't do it.
Yeah, that's right, don't do it. Or they try to really fool you sometimes by saying, hey, your email account is going to be shut down in 5 minutes if you don't verify.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or how about this one? Something's wrong with your bank credit card. Log in here and fix it.
Or your Social Security has been tampered with. You need to click on this link right here to correct and verify your information. There's another one.
Exactly. All that is to get your login information, or in the case of perhaps this.
So they can hack you.
So, well, exactly. That's right. Mm-hmm. So they can deposit something into your computer system on your hard drive or into your operating system that will begin to send them keystrokes, will begin to let them access other parts of your system, this kind of thing. And so this is a very, very serious thing. So this is, I think, very important as well, Captain, because it shows that there are forces, there are bad actors who do want to try to influence elections or at the very least tamper with them. And this is something that we, as all Americans, should be obviously doing something about and supporting efforts to do something about. But what happened was it was completely perverted into simply an anti-Trump sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's in and of itself very harmful.
Yeah. And, of course, Hillary was saying all the time that this was going on. Well, they were coming after me. They were coming after me. No, they weren't. She, and by the way, when this Ukrainian stuff comes out, and it's going to prove that the Clinton campaign and little old Mr. John Podesta and his cronies are up to their eyeballs in this, as well as some other people as well. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Okay, California, San Francisco is in the news. They want to make their public schools more segregated? What's that all about?
Well, evidently, what's happened is that for about the last 20 years, they had school zones, of course, that people, you know, there's different areas around communities and different school districts and so forth, and that seemed to, needed to be changed, I guess, in their opinion. So they went, it looks like, to a lottery-type system.
Wonderful.
Yeah, which inadvertently... this, according to the president of the District of the Board of Education, said we've inadvertently made the schools more segregated. And so a lot of this has to do, too, with the idea that there's a lot of kids who have to travel to different schools and so forth. There were cutbacks in the bus service for schools of the many, many thousands, of some 50,000 kids, only 4,000 go on a bus to school. So there's a lot going wrong and that they're really going to have to try to fix. But it's all based, of course, on trying to make it less segregated, but they involuntarily made it more, and it's a total backfire.
Now, you kind of get the sense that Venezuela, which we're not hearing a lot about now because of all this other stuff that's happening right now in our hemisphere, our backyard, if you will, you kind of get the feeling that Venezuela, the reports that are coming out of there now are a number of the Venezuela military are deserting and going across the border into Brazil.
Well, that's a very interesting report, to say the least. Number one, of course,
we don't know how many. We just know that that's where they seem to be. They seem to be going right now.
Well, right, and of course that, you know, begins to really paint the picture that things are falling apart for Maduro in one way or another. Obviously, he's been trying to hang on, but it's not something he can do really indefinitely. I suppose he could try to hang on as long as he could try to pay many of the soldiers and try to keep them, you know, fed and this kind of thing. But as things break down, and as we know, Maduro has used the military even to try to keep food to come into the country for the citizenry. So it seems like this is only a matter of time. And again, this situation continues to go from bad to worse.
Now, we've only got about another minute left here, and you kind of get the feeling and the sense that the bottom is slowly falling out from underneath the Democrats' lunchbox with everything that we talked about to begin with, because the Inspector General's report is going to reveal more names and more things that involved the Clinton campaign and people in the Obama administration when they were doing the transition, and all of this other stuff that's going on, plus the Ukrainian connection is becoming more evident. The emails between Strzok and Page are now showing that they were actually trying to recruit somebody in the White House to spy on the president, and all the stuff that we're being told, oh, that's not true, by the Democrats, it is true, and it's all pointing the finger right back at them.
Well, exactly. And again, I think this is one of the primary reasons why they have literally tried to do everything under the sun in order to try to depose this president. They know, Captain, that once the spotlight gets turned on to them off of this false hoax with the Trump-Russia collusion thing, that their day is really done, because the American public is simply not going to stomach that at all. And as they go into 2020, they couldn't be in a worse position, to say the least.
All righty. And, Kyle, while we got the time here, tell us how we can all hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, you'll be with us again tomorrow night, so we look forward to talking to you. And we'll see what happens in the course of the day today, especially with that Russian spy, Maria Butina, being sentenced, because, again, that's all a side result of what's been going on here, because she was tied up with those Ukrainians, too.
Well, exactly. It's all starting to come apart. And it's going to be interesting to watch. We're not going to prejudge a lot of stuff on it, obviously, but we are going to go where the facts lead us on this.
All righty. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. There is some bad weather again tonight. There's the possibility of tornadoes breaking out. So if you're in the southeastern part of the United States, leave your weather radio on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
That's Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty there, the lead singer, and he's just bringing it on. Born in a Bayou, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Bayou Report, is brought to you by one of the best automobile dealers anywhere in the United States. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Four dealerships to take care of your automobile purchasing needs, and guess what? Four words, and they're the only ones doing it 24-7, 365 that I found in the country. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, and the 911 dispatchers too get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on brand new vehicles at any time. In addition, certified pre-owned vehicles are bought at wholesale price. You get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. You get free oil changes for the life of the vehicle. You get free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. We've had people from as far away as Arizona and as far north as Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We've also had people from all across the other side of the border, Quebec and Nova Scotia and Ontario. And also all the northern states up there and everywhere in between. And a lot of folks would like to come down here from Georgia because it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Valdosta down here to Moss Nissan's locations closest to you at Newport, Richey, and Crystal River, and Moss Family Chevrolet, where I will be, by the way, Saturday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Stop by and get a free lunch. Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa. Now, let me get over here, because I got to get to the map, and I'm at the map right now. My computer didn't want to open as fast as I wanted to get there. Now, severe thunderstorms tonight, capable of damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes are going to be possible across the southeastern part of the U.S., all the way up into the middle Atlantic. And the Middle Atlantic states are going to be on the lookout right now. Excuse me. I got to take a drink of water. Live radio. Here we go. Okay, that's better. But anyway, the Middle Atlantic states tonight, around Atlanta, over into Columbia, up I-81, I-77, I-85, you're going to have some problems. And the problems you're going to have are going to be heavy rain, heavy winds, hail, and possibly a tornado or two. Now, the heavy rainfall could also lead to flooding at low-lying areas. So, the storms that are coming across right now, the panhandle of Florida, which are eventually headed into my backyard, are pretty much up around what's called Big Bend, Florida right now. And they are going to transition and move up the East Coast. Now, there's going to be a lot of rough surf along the East Coast, up Georgia, North Florida, the Carolinas, Virginia, and on up into Maine. You also got some rain tonight in New Hampshire and the western part of Maine tonight. And you've got some scattered showers in Indiana tonight, nothing to worry about. You've got some scattered showers up and down the Mississippi River, normal areas there, and, of course, up in Minnesota, along the river there, as well as the eastern part of Minnesota tonight. Looks like North Dakota, South Dakota, you've got scattered showers there. Out in Idaho, it's been raining on and off for the past couple of days there, and it's doing the same thing again. Boise East down the I-84 corridor. Certainly some high winds in the mix there, too. And west of Denver, up on top of the rocks, you've got some scattered showers there all the way over into the eastern part of Utah. Got some scattered rain in south-central California in the mountains there, San Bernardino Mountains. Some fog again tonight around Phoenix, and some fog right now around San Antonio, south of San Antonio, and a little bit of it over there around Houston and Beaumont. So that's what it looks like at the moment for the Truckers Highway and Bayou Report. And always keep in mind that if you're out there on the highway and you got something going on that's over there by you and you want to get it out there, we'll gladly put it on the air for you, like a wreck or a delay or this, that, the other thing. You know, they had that big wreck
yesterday, what was it, Denver, that shut the road down for a while on I-70. All right, let's go to Dan the Man. Hey, Dan the Man, what's up?
Hey, listen, I've been hearing about the Horowitz report.
On
it. Hi, this is if it's true, or if it's just half true of what I've heard, you got to have a special counsel, somebody take it off the desk of the president and the attorney general and the deputy attorney general and the director of the FBI, whatever. I will tell you this. One of two men you appoint as special counsel to look into this. One, either Trey Gowdy.
Right.
He's part bulldog. Or one, I think, would be outstanding. It's the former Democrat VP candidate in 2000, Joe Lieberman. A Democrat with a lot of right sympathies. He doesn't like where the he has a respect for democracy, and I think he would be just it. Low-key, explains things, professorial to a certain extent, and then he can pick whoever he wants.
Well, the name that surfaced yesterday right off the bat again was the former Virginia Attorney General that ran for governor, Ken Cuccinelli.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, too. But I want somebody there that they said, well, see, he appointed one of his Republican friends.
Right.
I'd like to have a Democrat in there. Or hell, if Ken Starr wants to do it again, well, you know, he's not busy.
No, I don't think Ken Starr would do it.
Oh, I don't think so either.
But and by the way, your suggestion with Joe Lieberman, I like that idea.
Yeah, that's who I would go with, because actually the head guy over that, he just kind of supervised what's going on.
Well, we know that Bill Barr is going to get to the bottom of wherever the bottom is going to take him. He's already said that, and we expect that of him because that's what the attorney general should do, especially with what I saw John Solomon reveal last night on the Hannity show.
Yeah, that was him and Sarah Carter. I don't know where they came from, but they are good.
Well, if anybody deserves a Pulitzer Prize, it's the two of them.
They'll never get it because they're all liberals.
I know that. They're working with liberals, I know.
Yeah, but that's what I would like. I'd like to see Lieberman. Always calm, you know. He's always predictable. I mean, that personality, he never gets in an uproar.
Nope.
Always calm, and I think he would be great on television and to the media if he did this. Of course, the media would turn on him, and the Democrats in Congress would turn on him, too. But
right.
At least there's a semblance of, hey, we crossed over to the other party to do this, to look into it. But, I mean, that's as close as we've ever had to a coup d'etat in this country.
Well, the comment that was made by a source, and that's all I can say, a source in the NYPD about the computer, Wiener and Ubin Abedin's computer, as there's enough stuff on there to literally put Hillary in jail for life. Now let's see if they'll do it.
I just wish they'd just do what they did to the Watergate.
All right. Well, I got to go because here comes the music.
Well, Air Force Base in Alabama for 2 years.
All right, I got to go because here comes the music, and we'll talk to you again maybe tomorrow night.
Well, it's going to be sometime next week. So
okay, got to go. Got to go. Go go. All right, that's Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him. And we can call him the professor of politics, too, because of his background. But I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch with Rosemary coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.